Oh, no.
Meryl. Hello, Hannah.
How are you?
How you doing? Oh,
Good.
just got in. Under rush.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sometimes it's like that.
Yeah. I'll be in New Orleans this weekend, so I probably won't be able to make the classes. It's my great grandbaby's birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Did I walk in on the happy time again?
I'm nothing. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I didn't. It was, you were garbled. Let me put a little powder.
I will start with lesson 458. I think that's the right one this time. And this is on the section 36A of the last class from the Sulam commentary. We'll start with the Lishen Yehud. Lishen Yehud Kuj Gabrihu Ishkinte Bitilu Urkimu Utkilu. Utkilu urshimu. Leakta l'shem yudhe b'vavte. V'yehuda shalim b'kol Yisrael. L'inu Torah mitzvah. L'asa Torah mitzvah. V'ahino amad na'e Eloheinu alei nema'asei yadenu k'nenei alei nema'asei yadenu k'nenei alei. Pasuk 458. V'i yitema v'ki Abraham b'hai Abraham
connection. Every other word.
Yeah, so do I.
Dropped off.
Yeah, I do.
The best way I found when you have a bad connection is to hang up and call back, or
okay.
Try and mute your phone for 30 seconds or so and then unmute. And sometimes
okay.
That is enough.
Okay, I'll try muting first.
Okay. And I'll wait until you tell me that that didn't work. Is there, besides these two, is there anybody else on?
Okay, it was no better.
Okay. I'm sorry that you have the problem. It's just sometimes the atmosphere interferes with what's going on. I'm not hearing any static, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I tried earlier. I didn't know if you were on at 9 or if at 1, and I tried both times, and I couldn't even get on. So I don't know if it's on this end.
It happens. Do you want me to read the English to this verse over again?
I guess so this time, instead of just listening, I'd better follow along with the paragraph. I've been trying to listen.
Understand.
I turned it back on. It was just a little better. I don't know where you are. Can you tell me where you are? On the grid? Yeah, I can't find you to read along.
Okay. We're in section 36.
Where?
Let's
see,
sorry?
You're still up.
Let's start over. Kana, I was talking with Meryl about where she's doesn't have the background to know the. So we're on the revealed wisdom matrix in the first row, right hand column.
Okay.
And in this class, the 4:30 class is always on that, from that landing page. It'll change with the when we finish a section. And we go on to the next section. So when the landing page opens up from the first row, the right-hand column, we're in Parasha Lech Lecha, which is the third link down. Maybe it's the fourth because I didn't count the preface.
Oh, okay. All right. And I'll go ahead maybe that's a little... Right. I've got that.
We like in this class that you stay unmuted because this is the basis of this class is to ask questions. And I know initially you don't want to ask questions because you feel like, you know, others know more or you'll embarrass yourself, but there is no bad questions. There's no embarrassing. I promise.
Okay.
So now I'm back to talking to Hannah. And did you want me to read English on 458 again so that you can follow along, or were you able to read it?
No, I'll read it as you read along, if you don't mind. I was just listening that time because I've been trying to try to use my listening mode because I'm so visual, and I felt like I needed to start training my other learning modality. But anyway, I'll follow this time.
Okay. So I'm going to read the translation of verse 458 in English. I've already read the Aramaic. You might claim that it was Abraham. Go ahead, Tom. Go ahead, Meryl.
No, I'm right where you are. I'm good.
Okay. You might claim, but it was Abraham who was attached to this grade, who, in other words, became included in the aspect of the left column of Isaac, and no more. It is written, kindness, tesed, to Abraham. So he is attached to the right, and he replied, his portion is indeed so, namely chesed, because he showed kindness to the people of the world. But to beget children, he remained attached to this side, meaning that he became included within the left column. And from here he begins, because there is no beginning without the aspect of the illumination of Chachma, which is achieved by combining the right and left together. And this is the secret of the verse. In Isaac shall your seed be called, and not in you. This is why Abraham was not circumcised until the age of 99 years. And this secret is known and explained in our Mishnah. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the left column will never be destroyed, only controlled. This control comes from the central column, where the left accepts control by the right, and the right accepts the power of the left. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we've learned before that the right column of Chachma and the left column of Bina are always in unity. And I think what it's saying here is because of Abraham's kindness, which is a right column of Chesed, that linked him to the left column. Because of that unity, and then your comments about the middle column, so that kind of, you know, gives understanding to that top part. I'm trying to say it's still a bad connection for me, but
let me see if I can give you some clarity.
I'll let you go on because I know you can explain it better than I can. And with I being from what
we
said before, that he began. Yeah.
There are the three columns in the Tree of Life. Abraham is a chariot, meaning totally connected to the right column. He's totally connected to Chesed, which is on the right column. Why didn't he get circumcised before the age of 99? On a physical plane, it's because he didn't need to. If he had been connected to the left column earlier in his life, he would have never risen as high as Chesed. He would never have become the chariot for Chesed because he would have been connecting to a different energy. But once it was time for him to get a child, meaning it was time for him to... He had reached the highest he could go within the frame of Chesed, within the right column. Then he had to be circumcised in order to not allow the left column to control him, or the left column to become part and parcel of the essence of Chesed. Because the left column is powerful, it's strong, whereas the love is an energy that is the most powerful, but not strong. Love seems to be, in the illusion, a weaker emotion than hate, than the left. So once he's circumcised, he can draw a child, and that child is Isaac. And then once he's had the binding, the Akedah, where Isaac accepts control by Abraham being his father, so he honors his father by accepting the binding, we now have a situation where Abraham is there and Isaac is there, and who is in control? And the verse from Psalms, I believe it is, we read it in an earlier verse, in an earlier pasuk, the verse in Psalms says that Isaac is the beginning, that Abraham is not the beginning. Well, we have to understand that Isaac to be the beginning is because he is metaphorically the soul after the tikkun is completed. Abraham can't be the beginning because he represents the human being who has fallen spiritually due to the sin of Adam and Chava. And now this verse, this pasuk is trying to explain that, and it's telling us the secret of Abraham not being circumcised before 99, it hints to us that he needed to be connected to Chesed completely. And if he had done any aspect of connecting to the left, it would have tainted the right. But once Isaac came and once the binding took place, once the tikkun is completed, then Isaac represents the beginning. And Abraham represents the process to reach that beginning, to correct the sin of Adam and Chava. And that, in my opinion, is what the verse is actually saying.
Okay.
Any other questions, or should I go on?
No, you can go on.
Okay, Pasuk 459.
About Abraham, and then today's verse is Abraham extending to Isaac.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you need the background of what we discussed yesterday to fully understand it.
Right. Okay.
So, verse 459. Ugin kach yitzak dina kashya nafak le'achada u'akeya u'olada v'chesed yikre u'yaldah Yaakov Ashlem kola mehai sitra, umehai sitra, mi sitra di achidu Avraham v'Yitzhak, lehulakehon ve'lahu shalemuta, mi sitra di tziv lehol yolada mitata. Ve'elahu shelemuta ve'aldah ketiv Yisrael asher b'cha et b'er ve'yayit achidu kevavnin ve'elahu mitata. The translation. For this Isaac, who is harsh judgment and is the left column that was blocked because of the lack of chasadim, came forth to complete his share, and beget the central column, which is Jacob, and is called Chesed. Then right and left were included in each other. This is how Jacob completed everything from this side, the right side, and from that side, the left side. From the side where Abraham and Isaac were combined in their portion on high, through Jacob, who is the central column. And by this, the Hasidim of the right were completed. This is one completion of Jacob. And from the side that was given the ability to give birth and beget from below upward, this is the second completion for Jacob. Therefore it is written, Israel, in whom I will be glorified, because in him, in Israel, were the colors, namely the lights, completed from above and below. Commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Remember, lights are fulfillment. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, we've added now Jacob to be the middle column.
Correct. And he takes aspects from Abraham, the right column, aspects from Isaac, the left column. And he combines them within himself. And when he's completed that action, he gets a new name called Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is able to draw the 12 sons representing the 12 tribes. And the 12 tribes represent Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh on the right, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh on the left, and Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the center.
Gosh, have we heard that before? Because I don't remember that part.
Well, I don't think I ever asked you why did Jacob have 12 children? Or why did he have 12 sons?
Well, I thought that was linked to the astrological signs. We know that Abraham is the chariot for the right column, and Isaac is the chariot for the left column, and Israel or Jacob for the middle column. And, of course, we know that I wasn't too sure if the lights meant the heavy road or if it actually meant the 12 tribes. But when you brought in Hashem's name for each column, I don't think I knew that or remember ever having heard it.
You know, I have to keep giving you information so you can contemplate it and grow.
Right, and I'm glad you do.
Well, wouldn't the goal of this all be for integration? So naturally you're integrating the left side and the right side, and you want to hold that center space?
Isn't the point
of this integration of the left and the right to be balanced in the center?
I wouldn't use the word integration.
Could we put the word seed? You associated seed with continuity, and we see it as the generations, and at the same time, another frame of reference is the tree of life, showing you, you know, the composition of the tree of life and the birth of.
You're confusing some things. So let me clarify for Miriam first.
Okay.
The reason I would not use the word integration is in spirituality, what controls is similarity of form. So when you say integrating, and I assume you're using it in the context of the physical world, where we intertwine letters, or we take people and we put them into the same schools from different races or different religions, we're integrating them, creating middle columns, so to speak. But in spirituality, there cannot be a middle column. Because in order for the middle column to exist, the right and the left have to have a similar form. But by definition, the right is sharing and the left is receiving. So how do we get a middle column? And so you can't use the word integration, but the idea is to create the balance point. Otherwise, the two energies of sharing and receiving are out of balance, and out of balance means chaos. How that middle column gets created is a very deep subject. But the essence of the discussion is we have the right column, we have the left column, and when the left column accepts control by the right column, which is what is the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, we create the balance point, because the left is saying, I accept control by the right. But in order to bring children, the right needs the left to give it the power, the strength to draw the soul. And that is how the middle column is created. The strength of the left column is lent to the right column, and that allows the right column to draw the soul. And that's why we end up with 12 tribes coming from Jacob, representing the four letters of Hashem's name in each of the three columns. I hope that's helpful.
I'll just accept it for now, because I don't know enough. I just don't know enough.
It's not that you don't know enough. In time, you will know. And that's why when you make comments, it's important that I can clarify where you're using words incorrectly, because it's certainly a reasonable statement. We're into the goal is to integrate the two columns into the. But we have to understand the spiritual system in order to allow that to happen.
Yeah, so when I look at the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in the vertical form, if the two things aren't balanced, it will not be able to stand or walk or move.
Well, It has two legs to stand on.
But if it's not balanced, it won't work.
Correct. If it's not balanced, it doesn't work. You're right. But when you look at the glyph in the vertical form, the lower hay is representing the pelvis and the two legs.
Yes. So that can stand on its own. All right.
All right.
Now, when you look at it from the standpoint of the seven lower sephirot, which is the tree of life, with you have Chesed on the right and Gevurah on the left, they are balanced in Tiferet. And what we are discussing is the how was Tiferet created? How was Tiferet brought down? He could only be brought down if Isaac accepted the binding, accepted control by the right column. Because if Isaac doesn't accept that control, then he overwhelms the essence of chesed, the essence of kindness. His strength will overpower kindness all the time. You see it in the world, correct?
Yes. I'm just getting very strongly, I don't know where I'm getting this from, but the sins of the father are visited upon the children. And that's what this all sounds like to me.
Yes, and that is a statement in the Esther Gibrot, in the Ten Offices. In the first one, it says, from Deuteronomy. There's a verse in Deuteronomy that says, the sins of the father is visited onto the children. Up to three or four generations. And we are taught in Kabbalah that that is what is hinting at or explaining reincarnation. Because the children, the third or fourth generation, is the same soul who has done the negative action. Negative actions are coming from the left column. So if the left doesn't accept control by the right, the left column goes off balance, the person goes off balance, and then the correction has to take place. And it takes place over three or four incarnations.
A bit, yeah. It does, okay.
We're out of time, so we can pick this up in our 7 o'clock class in a few hours. If you want to ask questions, we're going to have a regular Zohar class at the 7 o'clock class. It'll be on a different parasha, but you'll find it in the same location that for Revealed Wisdom Matrix.
All right. Home
to everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.